Good morning, everybody. You're here with Pursuing True North. I'm Jenny Scioto. Today, Catherine King and I got to interview Stephanie Shivers with Bethany Christian Services, where family changes everything. Join us in this lovely interview, listening to her testimony and what brought her to Bethany Services and just what Bethany Christian Services does.
Hi, welcome to our Women of Impact series. We are sitting down with Ms. Stephanie Shivers, Clinical Supervisor of Adoption Services and Safe Families for Children with Bethany Christian Services. Thank you so much for sitting down and talking with us today.
You are so welcome. It is truly a pleasure and an honor to be able to share my experiences.
Awesome. We would love to hear about your testimony, just whatever God's laid on your heart to share with us about your upbringing or things that, how God's kind of worked in your life and how you feel like sharing.
Yeah. So I have a pretty typical testimony. I grew up in church. I grew up actually in a Lutheran church until I was 12. So a lot of tradition and kind of just going through the motions when I was younger. And then my parents decided to try a non-denominational church. And 12 is a pretty pivotal time in life to really start seeking the Lord and just different things, whatever it might be. And so I went to youth group one Thursday night, and my youth pastor had an altar call, and I went forward. And really, I haven't looked back. I mean, I always just had this yearning in my heart for the Lord. I can't describe it. I remember praying in my bed at night, you know, when I was probably 5. So I just felt like I always had a passion for the Lord. Of course, my testimony still has things, because we all have things. So I had an eating disorder growing up and really sought counseling for that. I think the first time I went to counseling, I was 17, and worked through some of that then, and then again when I was getting my master's degree. So I went to college in Greenville College, which is in Southern Illinois, and that's where I met my husband. So we're college sweethearts. We've been married 10 years in October, which is awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And from there, I went and got my master's at Colorado Christian University. I always have loved Colorado. So
I do too.
Yes. So we lived there for a while, and I started my career in foster care. But when I was younger, I always said that I wanted to work in adoptions. Both my grandmothers were adopted, and they both have very, very different stories. So my maternal grandmother, my mom's mom, she was actually adopted out of an orphanage in Illinois. So she was never really held until she was 6 months old, and she was heard about through a neighbor. And my great-grandmother went into the orphanage and picked her up and brought her home. And she did not know her biological name until she needed to go get a passport to go to Canada just a few years ago. And she's 70-something. So, like, she had no desire to know her birth parents or...
That's really interesting. A lot of times it seems like they do, but she just...
She just didn't.
Wow.
She didn't. So... Then my paternal grandmother, my dad's mom, she actually was part of more of like a foster care family. She had a lot of siblings, and her dad worked on the railroad, and one of her siblings had special needs. So when she was 3, her parents basically just said, we can't care for you. And so she was sent off to live with a family who couldn't have children and didn't have any children at the time. And really, she was an only child. She was spoiled to death and met my grandfather when she was 18 and got married, and that was that. But she still kept in contact with her biological family, and still to this day, both my grandmothers are still living, praise the Lord, but they she still keeps in contact with her siblings that are alive. So they're such different stories, and I heard when I was younger about these stories, and I don't know, there was just something that I was drawn to them.
It's kind of a thing God placed inside of you at a very early age, and the fact that you had all of that in your family and around you to also kind of encourage that peace that God placed there. There's absolutely no coincidences and no mistakes there.
Exactly. I used to say I wanted to be an adoption attorney, but then I realized how much schooling was needed for that. And I was like, oh, social work sounds a little bit easier. So, yeah.
Okay. And so where in your college experience, mm-hmm. how did that lead you to where you are with Bethany?
Oh, yeah. Great question. So it's interesting because my mom found my, like, senior, like, photo album, my senior in high school photo album. And on there it said, like, in 15 years, where do you want to be, sort of thing. And I said I wanted to have two kids and I wanted to be a social worker. So, like, I knew at that point, too, that this would be the route that I would go. And I, in college, I studied, I have a psychology major and a Spanish minor, and I've just always been drawn to children, too, and just learning about trauma. I know that sounds weird, but I just always have had an affinity towards learning about trauma and how to overcome trauma at an early age. And so I studied play therapy. And then from there, I went and got my master's degree, and I had a friend who was working in foster care, and I loved hearing about her stories, and just being able to work with the parents as well as the kids. And that first year that I was a case manager for a foster care agency in Colorado was the hardest year of my life.
Tell me a little bit about that. I mm-hmm. noticed in your testimony that you had given previously that you had said the hardest year of your life
yeah.
was one of those when you were in college. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I'm assuming in this hard-pressed year that God really showed you a lot and taught you mm-hmm. a lot and grew mm-hmm. you a mm-hmm. lot to mm-hmm. get you where you are, as he does with yes. all of our stories.
Yes, yes.
In those hard places. So tell me about if whatever you're comfortable with,
yeah.
that hard moment that brings you here.
So I think that it was just reading through the histories of these kids. Just things that have been done to them that you cannot fathom. And then with that, seeing them and interacting with them and fighting for them, that's what you're essentially doing as a caseworker, is fighting for them and their parents. So hearing story after story of these kids and then trying to advocate for these parents, some of whom, like, some that they don't want the help, like, they just don't want to help themselves. And so drawing up service plans and treatment plans to try to get these kids back home, when maybe sometimes that's just not what is going to be best at the end of the day. Now, I had a few redeeming stories, too. I had a woman that had been an addict for years and lost four kids and to the system. They were all adopted. She had no contact with them. She got pregnant and found the Lord and truly had a life transformational change. And I worked so hard to get this baby back into her home because I could tell, like, this woman has she's
changed. It's a real transformation.
Yes. And she had another woman who just took her in, and she was able to live in this woman's basement, and she got her baby back. And that was one of the most redeeming stories that I remember from that time. And this was 10 years ago. Yeah, it would have been about 10 years ago now. But I also knew from working in foster care that I couldn't stay. Like, that wasn't really where I wanted to be at the end. It was adoption. Like, even though I loved the story of getting that that baby back to that mama, I still knew, like, foster care is probably not the route that I needed to go. It was adoption. And actually, I was recruited by Bethany in Colorado to just do some marketing for them. I don't know what it was. It was just this weird thing, which was the Lord now. But I see that now. But I wanted to stay at Bethany and possibly do some adoption work. And so I did some marketing in Colorado. And at the time, my husband was transferred. He worked for Apple. So he was transferred from the Apple store in Colorado Springs to Nashville. And I stayed at Bethany in Colorado for a few months so that I could do some really good marketing for them this summer. Well, by the time I moved to Nashville, there was an opening for an administrative assistant here. So I was like, I'm happy to fill that role. Like, I just know I'm supposed to be at Bethany. So I filled that role. And by the time that girl came back from maternity leave, I was just doing some temporary coverage. They had an adoption specialist position that had just opened. And I was like, oh,
that's so perfect. That's so perfect.
I know. So I stepped into that, and I've been with Bethany for 7 years on September 10th. So, and I eventually moved in to the supervisor role that I have today.
Wow.
Yeah, totally the Lord.
And I love that, awesome. Too, because the desires in your heart were placed by Him. And when you delight yourself in your relationship mm-hmm. with God, He gives you the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. But those are usually the desires because of your relationship and because of your love for the Lord yeah. that He gave you. And then He wanted to fulfill because that was His purpose for you. Mm-hmm. And I love your testimony. That's gorgeous. Totally. So tell us a little bit about, okay, so I know you specifically do adoption services and something called Safe Families for Children. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So can you tell me about how the adoption services work here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then also tell us a little bit about exactly what Safe Families for Children is. Yeah. And
I'd love to
explain these things for us.
I would love to. Okay. So we offer the full adoption services, like the array, I want to call it. So we do domestic infant adoptions. We do international adoptions. We actually have our biggest program with international adoptions would be China. And then Colombia would be probably the second largest program that we have. And then we do foster care adoptions. So for kiddos that are just legally free, so parental rights have been terminated, and basically they're just waiting for their forever home, and for whatever reason the current foster home they're in can't adopt them, then families will come to us for home study services, and then we'll help match them with a child who is just waiting for a forever home. And then we'll do all the post-placement supervision that goes along with that as well.
So tell me how Bethany is a little bit different than, say, through a government
yeah.
service. Like, how does all that work together? Yeah. Because I'm sure the government there's some supervision.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So we are the only Christian adoption agency that will help facilitate a foster care adoption. So that is obviously a big difference. We're Christian-based with that. Jesus is in us and alive and active and working through each of us. So all of our workers are also faith-based. So having that, like being able to call somebody a worker, knowing that they are advocating for you, but also that they love the Lord, like that's kind of a big difference.
Yeah, definitely.
And we also are pretty hands-on. So with a government agency, a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times those workers are so overwhelmed that it's hard for them to manage already what they have. And with us, it's not that we're not overwhelmed, but we are real hands-on with our families. So you get more of a personal touch with us, too.
So how do the families know, say there's a situation where there needs to be, the children need to go into foster care.
Yeah.
How do they know to come here as opposed to going to the government?
So good question. We actually don't have a full-on foster care program.
Okay.
So this is strictly foster care adoption. So with the kids that are legally free. There is hopefully some, we're hopefully going to have some foster care programs soon. But that's not something that we currently offer.
Okay.
Now we do have over 100 locations nationwide.
Wow.
So some of our offices do offer different services okay. like foster care. But in Nashville, we don't currently. Now, you asked about, so with domestic infant adoption, we also offer pregnancy counseling. So for women who are experiencing unplanned pregnancies, they can call us and we'll walk them through their options. They know we're an adoption agency, so they're typically calling us because they may want to place their child for adoption. However, we don't turn a mama away. So if she just needs some help, like if she just needs to know what local resources she can access, we will find those for her. We don't just say, thanks for your baby, see you later. Like, we're going to make sure that she's thriving and that we're setting her up for a good plan, regardless of if she's making an adoption plan or making a parenting plan. But we can also offer her Safe Families for Children, which is that other program. So with that, we recruit volunteers from the local church, and we have families in crisis that will come to us and say, hey, I'm going to go have surgery at Vanderbilt for about a week. I'm going to stay in the hospital about a week, and I don't have any local support. I'm calling you because I heard about you through a friend or the hospital or whatever it might be. And so we will get some information from her, and we'll find a family through Safe Families for Children that can love on her kids while she goes and has surgery. Or maybe she's homeless and needs some respite so that she can go and find a place to live. Or maybe she's an addict and needs to go to a treatment facility. Then we'll take in her children so that she can go and get the help she needs so she can thrive as a mama.
So it sounds like Safe Families for Children is almost, it takes a village.
100%. And
so there are tons of families that don't actually have a lot of support, mm-hmm. and moments where they're like, I can't, I've got kids and I need these things mm-hmm. to help, mm-hmm. to help me with, like you said, the surgeries or just rehab or anything. And mm-hmm. you guys actually offer tangible help mm-hmm. for these families in crisis mm-hmm. with no support. I've never really heard of an organization that does this.
I know.
So this is fantastic. I love it.
It's great.
Awesome. So tell us how just the regular average person can help out with mm-hmm. your organization and all the different departments you have. I mean, obviously I hear families can, whatever churches, we could see if the church that we
yes.
are a part
yes.
of actually is partnering
yes.
with you families. Guys.
Yes.
And so that's
Absolutely.
One way to do it. So tell me about some others.
Yep. So with Safe Families, there's a whole like spectrum of how you can become involved, from actually taking in children, so like actually hosting the kids, to being a resource friend, which means maybe once a family within your church is actually hosting, you bring them a meal, or you offer childcare. Or you might bring by a gift card or whatever it might be, to being what's called a family friend. And maybe with that, you transport the children to school or daycare, or just really like come alongside, maybe offer respite care for the family for the weekend. Just come alongside the host family. But on the other end of that, for our parents in crisis, we offer family coaching. So, and this is something that, like, whenever I'm sharing about Safe Families and sharing about family coaching, I always say, I would have done this as a college student. Like, just coming alongside a mom, helping, like, being her cheerleader. My staff always calls me the office cheerleader, which I was a cheerleader, so I'm fine with that. But coming alongside a mom and helping her access local resources and just achieve her goals and empower her and encourage her and love on her, because it could be that you're the only person in her life that shows her Jesus. And that's always the, like, what we say at Safe Families is when these kids are being hosted by these host families that are from a local Christian church, it could be that they're experiencing Jesus and hearing about Jesus for the very first time and maybe the last time, and maybe we're planting a seed. So there's lots of ways to get involved with that program. And, you know, we all nonprofits always need donations. We always need all the things. But, like, Safe Families is truly a way that anybody can get involved.
That's amazing.
Yes. Is there anything that you would like listeners or audience to know about Bethany Christian Services, or anything that we haven't covered that I haven't thought to ask?
Yeah. I mean, anybody that might be interested, the website's super easy. It's just bethany.org. You can find all the information there. We also do have a refugee program, which I didn't mention. We have a whole other site called, it's a transitional foster care program. So everything that you're kind of hearing about at the border, we're putting some skin in the game. So we have foster families who are approved foster families through the state of Tennessee. And those kids that are showing up at the border, then the ORR, the Office of Refugee Resources, will take the children and put them in families. So that's the goal, is to put them in a family. So we have foster families that just, again, love on these kids, similar to Safe Families. The average stay with that program, I believe, is 35 days. And then the average stay with our Safe Families program is 45 days. So this is very, these are short-term, tangible ways.
So are then the children after, yes, these refugee children, are they then put back with their families?
They're put in what's called a sponsor family. Okay. So the reason why they're coming to the border is because likely they have the name and number of somebody that they're trying to get to. So they've come with just a piece of paper in their pocket with some kind of name and some kind of number. And we have a caseworker that is working to find out where that person is, who they are, making sure that person's safe. And then, yes, then the kiddos are put with that sponsor family here in the United States, because these children are coming without families. They've witnessed murders of their parents. I mean, like, things, again, that you could never fathom. And that they're coming here so they can be safe and be with another family member, hopefully, or sponsor family.
Okay, so are these kids ever looking for a person and they can't end up going to that person that they came over here to get to, and then you guys place them in?
Good question. So we just opened up our site in January, and I will say that we haven't had that happen yet. I'm okay. Guessing that it potentially will, but we haven't had it happen yet. They've always come with a sponsor name.
Wow.
I know.
I love what you guys do.
Thank you.
You guys are part of just about everything with helping at-risk children and families. And
yeah, it's
what
great.
An amazing place. I thank you so much for your time and talking with us about your personal testimony and about Bethany, and just really appreciate it. Thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much.
Thanks so much for joining us today. As always, you can find all the links in the show notes, and you can find out all of the happenings and blog posts and everything else on pursuingtruenorth.com. Don't forget to sign up for our weekly newsletter where you hear from Catherine or myself personally. Hope to see you all next time.